because there's a little responsibility I want to give you. First of all, what's your favorite color?
Pink.
Okay, got you covered. All right, so what is this? Would you like to hold it? Is that going to help at all, or what do you think that is? Look carefully. Yes, you sometimes see these in games. That's right. What is it?
A timer.
It's a timer. What else? Anything else? Any other names? It's timer, right? Yeah. What do you use timers for? I will in a minute. What do you use timers for? It's kind of old-fashioned, I know, but cooking, yes. Cooking, anything else? And games, Mariah said, sometimes in games, you know, when you have a certain amount of time to respond. Exercising, yes, thank you. Your timers, what's that? Anything else? Of course, now today we have, you know, electronic timers, digital timers, timers on your watch, timers on your feet, timers in your head, you know, all sorts of timers all over the place. But this is kind of a cool timer. I'm just going to start it right now. Mariah, well, what do you think you could accomplish in 3 minutes? Kind of random, I know. 3 minutes. 3 minutes of time. How long is 3 minutes of time? 3 minutes is like two commercials on TV. Maybe three if they're one-minute commercials. Six if they're half 30-second commercials. Look, the timer's moving now. Seems to be working. I put fresh batteries in it this morning. It doesn't have batteries. Oh, I did have a hard time putting them in. That's right. So, but it's a timer, and the sand inside the top part of the glass goes through a carefully measured opening, and it goes down into the lower part, and so this timer will expire in about 2 minutes, a little bit less than 2 minutes. You know, 3 minutes of 3 minutes. Did I say three? I think it's 3 minutes. There's a lot that you could do in 3 minutes. You know, 3 minutes on a phone call is actually kind of a long phone call. Yeah, the average phone call in the United States is used to be seven, now it's three. There's a lot of times people will have cell phones, and they're called phones, right? Mobile phones, something phone, cell phone, iPhone, Android phone, whatever phone. But we very rarely anymore use it as a phone. We use it for what? A text messaging. We use it to browse online. We use it to get online, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all those sorts of things. Now, do you use a phone? Do you talk on the phone a lot? Do you ever have to fight other people for the phone? No, I wonder how long your average phone calls are. I'm thinking more than three. Yeah. But there's other kinds of conversation that we have in our life. You know, 3 minutes is really kind of a long time. You know, one of the things that you represent, I represent, all of us represent, are we are all stories. And some of us have a long story. A story is kind of long, lots of chapters in our story. Others of us, not so much. Others of us, like you, have a fewer story. You know, so much of your story is out in front of you. This morning, was it Chucky? You have a new grandson? Great-grandson? Or was it the Keisters? Oh, the Keisters, yes, Charlie and Barbara. Benjamin, is that right? Great-grandchild, just born, just days ago. Now, the story of a little Benjamin is like huge. You could look out and say, oh my gosh, that story's like so long. And the neat thing about stories is that they're made to be told. Our time is almost up today. You can see it's gone. You know what I want you to do with the timer? I want you to share a story about your day with someone. You pick. It could be great-grandmom, could be mom, could be, you know, whoever you choose. It could be a good friend. And I want you to use the timer so that you share your story for 3 minutes. It could be anybody else. Whose birthday?
My grandma's the 19th.
Your grandmom's the 19th. That's nice. But I want you, maybe this week, maybe tomorrow, maybe later today, you'll say, hey, you know, would you have 3 minutes to talk? And I want you to set that timer down, and I want you to begin telling that person maybe some great things that happened in your day, maybe some things that were disappointing in your day, maybe some disappointments, maybe some things you're looking forward to. But I want you to start telling your story in 3-minute increments, just as a test, just for fun, because God has created in us a beginning of our story, and each day we add another page, each week another chapter, as our story unfolds. Jesus has a story. His began a long, long time ago, and it continues yet because Jesus is risen. Would you pray with me? Dear God, thank you that you've given us stories, not only to tell, not even the greatest story ever told about Jesus and the life that he offers us, but also we are a story. And Lord, allow each of us to find ways of sharing our story with others so that all could share in the blessings you have shown to us, what we're learning, how we're growing, things we're experiencing, so that our story can be told. In Jesus' name, amen.